Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Start, Bench, Cut time here on a Tuesday on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well with you. It is brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. Playoff baseball begins today, starting with Cleveland and Detroit, followed by San Diego at Wrigley, followed with the Cubs, followed by Boston at...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
New York. And then the nightcap is Cincinnati in Los Angeles.
Sick.
Playoff baseball is insane. It's awesome. It's fun. So we start off with start, bench, cut, playoff baseball, playoff football, playoff NHL.
I'm going to start the football because it's one and done. The stress level's high. Baseball's a little bit of a series. So if you lose a game, it's not the end of the world. So I'm going to start football. I'm going to bench baseball, and I'll cut whatever the third one was. Hockey, yes.
Well, they say there's nothing better in sports than playoff hockey.
Playoff hockey's so great. Fun.
Yeah,
yes.
It is, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I like series aspect over one game, honestly, but football's football, so I gotta start that. And yeah, I'll bench baseball, NHL, but it's close.
Yeah, it is. It's not far. NHL, we were just talking about it in the break, and Max, like, I can't wait for the NHL season because I told him the coach of his Nashville Predators is the odds-on favorite to be the first one fired.
Which I was a little surprised. I was like, what?
See, I'd go Patrick Waugh because they switched over management in New York on Long Island, and they kept him as the coach, and if they get off to a slow start there, that may be your one. He's number two in odds of getting fired. So not that you're going to get great odds, but even still,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we know that story, right? New management, same coach.
Absolutely.
We'll see how it goes.
Doesn't get off to a good start. You're gone.
LOL, Brian Callahan.
Right.
AKA Brian
Callahan.
Did
they fire him this morning?
Not yet, no.
Because it's Central Time Zone in Nashville, yep. So it's 9 o'clock there right now. Mm-hmm. People are just starting to get into the office, I'm sure.
Moving on to playoff baseball teams. These are the evil empires. Mm. Start, pitch, cut. The Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers.
Start the Yankees, bench the Dodgers. Disseminate the Red Sox. Decimate the Red Sox.
Haven't watched the comeback documentary
nope.
yet, have you? Okay.
I'll start the Sox. I'll bench the Dodgers, cut the Yanks. Sorry, bub.
Doesn't hurt me.
Yeah. Bulletproof. Bulletproof. Who sings that song? I mean, I'll leave it to them to sing it from now on, but like, I forget who sings that song. This time, baby, I'll be
bulletproof.
There's a perfect example of this show in a nutshell. 20s, 40s, 30s.
Yeah, who does
we
sing
all know that
now?
Song.
I don't know.
This time, baby, I'll be
bulletproof.
Are you looking it up, Bob?
I am.
All right, I was going to say.
Now it's going to be sucking so many people's heads the rest of this.
Exactly.
All right. So.
Ooh.
If playoff football started today.
LaRue? Is that who it is?
Jason?
What?
No.
I've heard of him.
Jason LaRue. Yeah, we got it.
Yep, that's it. Yep, that is LaRue.
I think that's what Shane Lowry was listening to while he had the Ryder Cup trophy where his hog is as he was thrusting on the table getting hammered. No, we move on to playoff football teams. Obviously, the Bills are the number one seed. Chargers are the 2 seed. Indianapolis, the 3 seed. Steelers, the 4 seed. Start, bench, cut.
Those 4 teams there, you said?
Those 3. I'm taking Buffalo out because they're the 1 seed undefeated.
Okay.
Chargers, Indy, Pitt. That's your 2, 3, and 4 seeds.
Starting Pittsburgh, benching the Chargers, and then I'll cut Indy.
Wow. You and me are opposites today. I'll start the Chargers still. I'm going to bench Indy, and yeah, Pittsburgh's fake.
Oh,
because Daniel Jones is real.
The team itself is more real. Yeah, they're both pretty fake. The AFC sucks.
The AFC has three or four
good teams.
Pittsburgh's winning that division.
They are not. I will place a bet with you on that.
Fine.
Let's do it. But
Pittsburgh's winning that division. Baltimore's done. I mean, Baltimore quit in a game, for God's sakes.
I'm already going to lose $100. I said Pittsburgh's going to finish last in the AFC North. Whenever I need to pay this guy, I guess I can go ahead and do that today.
Yeah,
because they're not finishing last.
No, they're not last.
Not anymore than that.
Cincinnati's got that covered.
Yeah.
It's a battle for last.
These are your 3 playoff wildcard teams in the AFC. Jags, Bengals, Chiefs.
Chiefs
win this weekend? They're the number one wildcard seed. They're the 5th seed in the playoffs.
So are they the 7th seed right now?
Correct. They're above Denver.
So who's the 2 seed?
Well, it's Jags have the number one. They're the 5th seed.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's the 6th seed, and the Chiefs are the
7th seed.
No, but
who has the 2 seed right now?
It'd be the Chargers.
Pittsburgh or the Chargers as the 2 seed right now, hosting the Chiefs.
AFC, yes. Right now, the 2 seed in the AFC division, or in the AFC playoff picture, would be the Chargers.
The Chargers. Okay. They're going to host the Chiefs. you're going to bring the Chiefs in a playoff game to Los Angeles that has no fans, and you're going to fill that building with red and make it Arrowhead Woo! West.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Mm.
Boy, wow. The playoffs this year, man. if the Chiefs are like a wild card because of the first two games of the season, who's going to be really feeling good and picking anybody other than the Chiefs to win? I'm sure you'll have some Buffalo people, obviously.
For sure.
Depending on how the regular season game goes, though. I mean, if the Chiefs go out there and obliterate the Bills in the regular season game, nobody will be picking the Bills in the playoffs, right? Yeah, I mean, like, see you in the Super Bowl, man. I hate to be that guy, but I'll see you in San Francisco.
Yeah, start KC, bench Jags, Cincy. Come on.
Yeah.
We go to the next one. Start bench cut. Total recall, the recall, Frank White recall.
Well, I'm going to start the Frank White recall. Yeah. This is juicy.
Jack County, stand up, baby. Yeah. Even though Total Recall had a chick with three boobs.
Total Recall was really good. And then I don't even know what the recall was. So
it's a 2017 movie? I don't know.
I was going to say, yeah. It's like I remember it being just ass. I don't remember anything about it.
Well,
I haven't
seen the Frank White recall.
Yeah,
it's fair.
How will you remember Frank White as head legislator in Jackson County? Ass.
Tomorrow
Kiss
we'll start
my
the,
ass.
Tomorrow we'll start the show with Vince McMahon saying, you're fired.
I think so.
Stand up, Jackson County,
now,
today.
How does that work? Woo. Like, he's never at work anyway, so, like, how do they remove him from the office? Like, just how does that go down? Like, does he just leave? Like, I mean, I'm asking because I don't know. Does somebody knock on the door and say, hey, you've been voted out. You got, like, 10 minutes to get your stuff out?
Call him the snail because his escargot got to go. Get out of here. The hell with that. Get out there and vote today, baby. Leave work early. Go to work late. Go on an extended lunch break. Come back with that sticker in your chest that says, I did my job. Start bench cut.
You think people would be walking around with the I voted sticker today?
They already are. There's people on my Instagram.
Are they passing out the I voted sticker today? Oh, that's good.
It's not. It's like the gym. You didn't go work out if you didn't take a photo. If you didn't vote, if you don't get the sticker.
I never take a picture at the gym. Am I supposed to do that?
A lot of people
Bob, you're not charting your gains?
Yeah, you're not actually working out. It's all
I just know
lie.
I feel good when I leave.
Hell yeah.
All starting right. to feel stronger, you know? It's good for my mental health.
10 years ago today, we all had, or 11 years ago today, we all had the fun memory of the wild card game. So I give you Royals playoff start bench cut. Salvador Perez is hitting the wild card. Gordon's home run. He doesn't need the wind. Or the Haas Mad Dash.
I was watching the Haas Mad Dash again. And seeing the people in the background are the best. The Mets fans in the background. There's nothing better. Like, we all love everybody giving the bird. Was it to Jamal Charles when he scored that touchdown?
It was Brandon Flowers
when he scored the touchdown, right? He's getting all the people in Oakland giving him
football
the bird.
On the ground, foot on the football.
Yeah.
Legendary.
And this is just as good. It's nobody giving the bird, but the facial expressions on people are awesome.
Lucas Duda couldn't throw it 60 feet.
I know.
And then he became a Royal.
And then we got him. And then he actually lived in an RV at the Walmart parking lot in Independence on I-70 in Blue Ridge there. He lived in that parking lot, unless he didn't. Sal, I'll start. Gordon, I'll bench. And then I'll bench the Mad Dash, and then I'll cut the home run, I guess. Damn. I mean, yes. But you could go in that order because the home run doesn't happen. Maybe the Mad Dash doesn't happen.
Yeah, there's no right answer.
The butterfly effect, really. I would actually go in that order because each of them has to have the prior happen before it.
That's fair.
You know,
I'll start Haas, bench Sal, cut Gordon as well, but I don't feel great about it. That's three good moments, man.
Switching to the other side of the parking lot while we have it. Mahomes moments in the playoffs, the run against Tennessee, Jet Chip Wasp against San Francisco, or Mahomes' run against Philly?
I'm going to start the run against Tennessee, bench Wasp, and then cut the run against Philly.
Bang. Exactly.
And last but not least, backyard / garage games, bags, darts, poker.
Ooh. That order. Yeah, I'll start bags, bench.
You got a toss on you?
And cut poker. What?
You got a little toss on you?
I'm not bad, yeah.
Okay.
I don't play a lot. Yeah, I told you, we were down 13-1. We came back and won 15-13, and I hit that game winner and walked it off. I was the greatest athletic achievement of my life.
I bet Bob was unbearable for about 5 minutes.
No, I wasn't, because I don't really like playing these games. I'd rather just sit in a chair and drink.
Drink and hang and talk.
And, you know, kind of just chill. And so what we won, we walked it off. I was like, damn, that was great. And all the people in the cul-de-sac were very disappointed in me. Ooh. They thought I was a ringer.
Yeah, they were like, this guy's the truth.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I just had luck.
Yeah, had a good moment. Yeah, I'll go darts, bags, poker.
There you go. Somebody says, since today's Tuesday, I have to get my start bench cut into the text line. Morning sex, afternoon sex, evening sex.
That order.
Is time, are we talking about time?
No, I'm picturing perfect world. Really? You're starting the morning sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a better way to start the day.
Did you hear that? Wow.
I just want to win, Jen.
Yeah, you're not?
No, I'll bench it. I'll start.
I'm cutting it because it's
evening
like,
just makes you go to bed. It's like it's
exactly.
over.
Yeah,
yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Yep. Lay in your work.
Yeah.
I would start evening, bench afternoon, and cut morning. Because morning, I mean, you're just cutting 15 seconds out of my day.
Well, it's just like the morning breath. It's all the things, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to do that sneak out, brush your teeth. Dusty, did you see Jackson Dart's mom was sitting alone? I did. I'm very well aware of that. So.
I know that I'm hard.
No doubt about it. In the leather pants. Good Lord. Coming up, Dana Hughes said a couple things that were noteworthy. We get into that and dive back into what he had to say about this Chiefs offense, as well as Xavier Worthy's impact here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. It's fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line. Here's Cologne. And the Royals win it.
Hell yeah. Never forget where you were when that happened.
No, you won't.
Somebody says, going back to that Gordon home run, watching the Gordon home run in person with my dad and grandpa is the single greatest baseball memory I have, and you are cutting it. I don't like you anymore.
Everybody, that's the thing that's so great about like the 14 and 15 runs is that it doesn't matter what moment you have, it wins. Like it, yeah. Like if it's Moose's bomb in Anaheim that basically took the series away. If it's Moose's dive into the dugout, if it's Gordon's home run, if it's Sal's hit, if it's, what was it, Johnny Cueto who pitched a lights-out performance.
Game 5 in 2015.
You know, Ventura in Game 6. Yeah. Like, whatever it may have been, like, there's no wrong answer. And that's the best thing about those all those memories.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got 2 years of just great memories.
Sal's is the correct answer.
Sal's is the correct answer. No, it really is. I mean, it just is because it started everything. Without that hit, I don't know what we're talking about, how we're celebrating, what we're looking at, thinking about, and, you know, where any of these organizations are. But I like to bring it up because we with the Royals, I think they spoiled us, obviously, in 14 and 15, where they went to the World Series, and we thought that was supposed to be what it was supposed to be every year. And then they have a season like they did this year. And, you know, we had talked about it earlier. They increased attendance by only 90,000 fans. That's not a lot over the course of a baseball season. It's about 1,100 more fans per game this year than they had a season ago for the Boys in Blue out at Kauffman Stadium. Now, TV numbers are astronomically high. Everybody's consuming the products on TV now, and basically a 25% increase in television numbers across the board for Major League Baseball this year from last year's regular season. So people are consuming it. They're just doing it in a different way. You know, when they went from 14 to 15, they had almost an increase of 1 million people in attendance from 14 to 15. This year it was 900,000 or 90,000 people increased in attendance, like 10% of what they had, you know, 10 years ago. But sports and life and all of that has changed. The 8-18 stretch in the middle of the season probably checked a lot of people out. You know, that's kind of why you can't live day to day in baseball. You have to kind of live week to week, month to month, you know, in baseball, because that 8-18 stretch had a lot of people check out. And this ball club still finished really, really, really good. They finished 6 games back of first place, which is their fewest games back of first at the end of the season since 1994. I'm taking 14 and 15 out of the equation.
Was it a strike year? 94?
Yeah, 94 was the strike year. They finished, I think, 7 games back, 8 games back, or whatever it was that year. And only 2 other times have the Royals been single digits back to end the season. It was 2003, 2024, and I guess you can throw in 2013. They finished, I think they ended up finishing like 7 games back. So only 3 times since 1994 have they finished single digits back of first place. And that's why I think perspective matters when we're talking about the Royals. Yeah, they made the playoffs last year. They took a little bit of a step back, not a huge step back, because you got to walk, you got to crawl, you got to run. It all goes in order like that. And that's how you build that sustainable success. And I think once people are removed from the season and they put it into perspective, they're going to look at 82 and 80 and go, man, with all the injuries that we suffered, every single pitcher that was in the rotation was on the disabled list this year. We had no outfield hitting of which to speak at all. A hole at second base for the entire season. And they still went 82 and 80. That's pretty damn good, man. Perspective matters. That's why I continue to push Q. Is like, I know he's not going to win it, but manager of the year. He won 82 games, and he had to overcome so much as the manager of this ball club from an injury situation this year. It's remarkable they were above 500.
Yeah, somebody says, big shout-out to Christian Colon. He came through in the playoffs when it mattered most.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Gomes went up there and said, you're going to do something special, man.
Yeah. Ask Christian Colon about that. He'll tell you to stop talking about Johnny Gomes.
But yeah, somebody says that wild card game got me hooked on the Royals.
Like a drug.
They said, I'm a transplant to the area from Iowa. Since today, I've watched as many games as possible. Prior to that, from 07 to 14, I always ask people why they even care about the Royals. Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I mean, I still remember going to the day they clinched the pennant against the Baltimore Orioles. I was sitting in the front row above the left field wall, left field side, front row, and that's when Gordon made the catch against the fence and like knocked back.
Yeah.
And the dunce master beat the chess master. And mm-hmm. we got to watch that. That's something I'll never forget my entire life, is that my dad and I used to be season ticket holders, and we went and watched guys like, you know, Brian Anderson pitch and, you know, Jimmy Gobble and Daryl May. And we're like, man, one day there might be a playoff game here. Got the opportunity to go. They won the pennant and went to the World Series, you know, the next week after mm-hmm. they beat Baltimore. And it's just one of those things, like, we both looked at each other like, did you think we'd be here? No.
Well,
like, it's the Paul Rudd thing. Like, who'd have thought we'd be here? Not us.
Right. You know? I mean, it was crazy. I mean, in the way it just kind of all started to snowball, you know, you could kind of see it in 12 and then 13 and then boom, 14 happened. And, you know, even after the, you know, the All-Star break or whatever it was in 14, I think it was in Boston. They were kind of down in the dumps a little bit. That's when they brought Ibanez in and he said, you know, he gave a Stuart Smalley speech and they kind of rallied from there. And, you know, went on to do unbelievable things and change our whole perspective. But you're right. Everybody has a story of where they were for that wild card hit, where they were for that entire postseason run, what was going on. And there's not much in life that brings you great excitement and great surprises and great memories, you know. And that month, October of 2014, for literally every person in Kansas City, that was a great month. We all have great memories for that, right? Nobody was fighting with each other. Everybody was loving up each other. Mm-hmm. You didn't even know Kansas and Missouri existed. Like, it was just a, you know, a euphoric time for everybody here in Kansas City. And I'm not going to lie, I wish it was like that again. I wish we could do October of 14, that movie Groundhog Day. I wish October of 2014 was my Groundhog Day. I would do that month over again for the rest of my life. And I'll never forget the day that Dayton was hired and I got banned from the Royals. He said it was going to take 8 to 10 years to win a championship, right? And everybody kind of rolled their eyes. He was hired in July or June of 2006, and they made the playoffs 8 years after he took over, won a championship after 9. That's perspective on how long it takes to really, truly build something in a market like Kansas City.
Not sure if you guys knew this or not. Frank White is listening to the show and texting.
Oh,
right,
he is?
Now. Yeah, because it's his recall vote today in Jackson County. Go vote. He texted in from the 816. Last Royals game I watched, Bo Jackson was playing.
Yeah, that is Frank.
Glad to see Frank's enjoying the show today here on 96.5. Well,
what else did he got to do? Clean out his desk?
He doesn't need to see the results. He's going to lose 80-20 today in Jackson County. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, I think we're getting back into that baseball momentum, right? Playoffs last year, thought playoffs were on the table this year. They were for most of the season, mm-hmm. fell short. September 22nd was when you finally fell out of contention. And you finish 82-80 at a winning season, and now you get to go fix a couple things, patch a few spots up, and hopefully come back better than ever next year.
Well, and that's the good news going into this season. We all know what the problems are and how to fix them. You're not going, oh, my God, what went wrong? Well, you need an outfield bat, and you need a second baseman. My friend Jim texted me earlier, and I'll run this by you because you're kind of a baseball dork as well. He goes, worst case scenario, maybe you go get a great third baseman and move Garcia to second base, and you solve both of those issues that way.
Yeah, but you're the best – you have the best left side of the infield in baseball.
I think so, too.
But you leave him where he's at.
But also, those are the things that a team that's in a market like Kansas City has to consider, right? Okay, we can get better at third, but we can't get better at second. All right, let's go get better at third, move our third baseman over to second, and you know, kind of figure things out. So I love ideas, right? I love listening to ideas and what people have. Some of them are ridiculous, obviously, but some of them are actually really good and how you go about building this team. But you're not going into the offseason where, oh God, we need a pitcher. You don't need any pitching on this team. We're set. I mean, like, you need nothing from the pitching department right now. You need bats. You need an outfield bat. You need an infield bat. Go out and get those. Those are identifiable, easy fixes, I think.
I forget who to give credit to, but I saw this on Twitter. It was either, it was either, like, Royals Review or Clubhouse Music, one of the two. And it's amazing to think where this year ended up, because MJ Melendez was on the starting opening day roster and Michael Garcia wasn't. That's crazy, because Jonathan India played third.
That's right.
First ball of the game.
That's right. Yeah, right at his head.
And it's crazy to think about that in perspective, that Michael Garcia might be the Royals player of the year. I think it's going to go to Bobby for obvious reasons, but Michael Garcia has a damn good argument to think that he wasn't on the opening day roster as a starter. Mm-hmm. He was on the roster, not starting. And Jonathan India was at third, and then where this team came from and where Michael Garcia showed up and where MJ Melendez ended up and where he will eventually end up somewhere, I assume.
Well, he may end up somewhere, whether it's on a baseball field, I don't know. But like, also, too, like you mentioned Kyle Isbell earlier, he's never going to get enough credit for how good he played this year. I thought he was a really good baseball player. He's a good baseball player in a solid lineup, man.
You see Michael A. Taylor's going to retire?
Oh, is he? That's too bad.
So he's hanging it up.
Yeah, we'll miss him.
Retired Chiefs wide receiver, though, Danan Hughes, joined us earlier, as he does every single Tuesday on this show at 7:20. He had the what Xavier Worthy's impact was, because you and Mac are both like, the league better look out because this offense is getting ready to show its true colors.
You definitely can feel the presence of Xavier Worthy in the run game and the pass game and how it affects everybody else on the field. Now there's no total focus on Travis Kelce. There's no, like, we're going to go against your offense and we're going to challenge our DBs to go one-on-one with Hollywood Brown, one-on-one with Tyquan Thornton, one-on-one with Juju Smith-Schuster, and we're just going to double-team Travis and see if you can make some noise. And that has not been the case. Now you have to respect every aspect from sideline to sideline and 40-plus yards down the field with Xavier Worthy in the lineup, and everybody else is going to have some production because of it. So it just goes to show how thin the margin is in regards to not just the parity in the NFL, but also when you add explosiveness as part of your arsenal, how things can change so drastically. And I'm here for it. And I just can't wait until we get to week 7 when we get Rashee Rice back in.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right about that. And I think the injury to Xavier Worthy is good from a big picture perspective thing for a lot of fans who don't quite grasp how this thing works at times in the NFL or in professional sports. Next man up doesn't always mean, hey, we're going to be just fine. Like, we've kind of talked ourselves into that around here in Kansas City. But that's just not the way it works, especially at a position where you're looking at next man up and you're already down your first two guys, right? It's all of a sudden going to make the number 3 wide receiver have to be the number 1 wide receiver, and the number 5 wide receiver all of a sudden is the number 3 wide receiver. Well, they were the number 3 and number 5 for a reason. They weren't a number 1 and 2 because they're not good enough as the 1 and 2 wide receivers are. And so by getting these guys back, puts other guys in better roles, which accentuates their talent and therefore opens up the offense even more. Yeah, Worthy can do it, but now it puts guys in more comfortable roles that they're comfortable in, where they can go out and dominate and they can be the number 3 and not be a guy with number 3 talent that has to be number 1. It's not possible.
Yeah, I think the best is obviously yet to come, because Rice will come back, and then the real expansion of the offense is there on the table, because then it's like, I don't know what Xavier Worthy is actually going to do more of. Stretch the defense deep, stretch the defense to the side, and then that opens up Rashee Rice, that opens up Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce, and all of a sudden we're looking at Travis Kelce as what we said in the beginning of the year, as your 4th, maybe 5th option in the passing game, which is insane to think about.
Yeah, and it opens up the run game.
Yeah.
Which would then in turn give Patrick Mahomes more time, and it would, you know, ease up the offensive line. I mean, it's a chain reaction that we've seen, you know, in the opposite way with the injuries on the offensive line last season and how that had a domino effect on the rest of those 5 guys up front. But man, I'm telling you what, I mean, it wasn't just about playing a bad defense in the Ravens. And I know they were beat up. I think Briscoe said it's okay to say that was maybe a beat up defense, a bad defense, and okay to give some credence to that, but also say what they did was really impressive, and it would have been impressive against any team on a Sunday in the National Football League because of what they did to sustain. They changed who they were on Sunday, not just because Xavier was there. Like, I know he was a huge change, and he opened it up, but six offensive linemen out there running the football more, power football. This is a physical football team, man, that we haven't seen that in the past.
Well, I think, look, there's been a lot of internal pressure, and not in pressure or whatever it is, but to run the football more.
Yeah,
right? You want to run the football. You want to be effective at running the football, and they found a way to do it. There's been a lot of external pressure. I mean, we talked about it all last week on this show. That's all anybody's been talking about. Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. And they did, and it made a huge difference for this team. They got Rashard Smith involved as well, and, you know, utilizing him to kind of run the football, that change of pace, I liked it. I like what I saw. It allowed them to do things that they were not able to do without Xavier Worthy. And now you got him back. It's opened the playbook up, and then you get Rashee Rice back. It's going to open it up even more. Like, this offense is just on the cusp of being able to do the things that they want to do.
Thought it was on the come. This was Danen Hughes on that run game.
Well, to the tune of how that will impact Isaiah Pacheco, I don't know. But I feel like there's a way that all three of those guys can flourish. Remember, Jerick McKinnon was a part of this offense. He got a bulk of plays. He had a package with regards to either third down production or in the red zone or in passing situations. Maybe Rashard Smith is going to assume that aspect of this offense. And again, if we are scoring points and we are leading by multiple scores, then you're going to see Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt get to eat as much as they want in the run game, because now you're just trying to take down the clock, keep the ball away from the opposing team, and utilize what we always call the four-minute offense, where everybody knows you're going to run the ball and you still can't stop it. That's kind of what we saw in this last game. And if we can put up 30-plus points a game and put teams on their heels just a bit, then I think everybody's going to be satisfied in the run game.
And that response was preempted by the tweet I saw yesterday from How About Those Chiefs, good podcast as well. If you want some Chiefs action, is outside of 96.5 The Fan. And they brought up the snap counts for Rashard Smith. He had 18 in this last game. The most he'd ever had is 8 twice and once 5. So the reason I asked that to Danen Hughes was, are we starting to see a phase out system? And, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. The number is a little bit alerting, because you see 19 from, you know, 8 to 19. That means they're getting him more involved. And again, they threw a pass to him. He dropped it, but then he kind of came back, made some other plays. Pacheco had the pass catch for the touchdown as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt got a couple of big first downs. And maybe that's what we're going to see moving forward, is just a three-headed, you know, committee from this running back in, because every single one of them has a different skill set. Now, again, we'll see who's in there when it matters, because Danen Hughes also did mention that Rashard Smith was not in on the special teams, which means, hey, the talk of chatter is coming around that he is going to get more opportunities in the offense.
Well, and he should. And I don't mind that they kind of slow played it. He's a seventh-round running back, too. We have to keep that in mind, right? They drafted him in the seventh round. Get him in here. Let's see what he can do gradually. Okay, now it's time to go. Now it's time to change some things up a little bit. We need more of a spark out of our running back position. This kid's fast. He can, you know, catch the ball out in the flat, turn it into something good. Now he's got a little bit more of the understanding of the offense under his system. You know, I think it was Alex Smith who said, yeah, by year three, we're starting to understand the Andy Reid offense. That's Alex Smith saying that, right? And so we're asking a seventh-round running back to be proficient in an offense that took a quarterback into year three to kind of get an understanding of what was going on. Sometimes we forget it's not easy to run an offense and to call plays and do all that kind of stuff and understand in the NFL. We've heard guys call plays, and you look at each other and go, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, it sounds like a totally different language. And so to pick up on all that, to be proficient and all that, it just takes time. And so we're seeing now, okay, now we trust this kid. Let's get him out there. Let's see what he can do. And if this continues and you have a three-man rotation at running back, that's truly great for everybody, because it takes the wear and tear off of those guys. And the way that Kareem Hunt runs and the way that Isaiah Pacheco runs, as hard as they run through the tackles, blowing up people in there, you want to give them an opportunity to maybe get some wear and tear off their tread a little bit, change up the pace a little bit. So having a three-headed monster, if you will, loosely used term monster back there.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? You got three guys now that you can count on, a couple of plays for this guy, a couple of plays for that guy. Fantasy people will hate the hell out of it. But as Andy Reid said, he doesn't care about your fantasy team. You want to keep your running backs fresh and moving and you know, kind of cycle guys in and cycle guys out. And have a three-man rotation is pretty cool.
Pretty wild stat from the baseball world involving Byron Buxton. Byron Buxton played in 126 games this season. That's got to be like a career high. He had 542 plate appearances, and he did not ground into one double play. He is the only qualified player this season to do that, and only the ninth player in MLB history with a minimum of 500 at-bats. Boy, if he wanted to get out of Minnesota, I could find a place for him.
Oh, yeah, right here. Yeah.
Don't know how many games he'd play, but yeah, playoff baseball starts today as the first game of the day is at 12:08, Cleveland and Detroit. Dynamite action there. Padres at Chicago. The Cubs host the San Diego Padres. And then the big one at 5 o'clock tonight, I think that what we'll all be in tune to is New York and Boston,
yeah,
followed by the late game tonight, which is Cincinnati at the Dodgers.
I think that's probably the least interesting one of all of them, right?
I'd probably say no because it's LA. I'd say from a fan's perspective, probably. But I mean, you have the hope and glory story of Cincinnati, plus that guy that was doing the Francona stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see the Dodgers win again. Probably from a viewership is the Cubs and Padres game.
You think so?
Because of where it's at. I mean, the first game is going to get some numbers because it's the first game. Plus it's the division rivalries. It's the story that ended. And then there's like that little stopgap at 2 o'clock where it's like, oh yeah, here's the Padres and Cubs. And
right.
then the big one, obviously, is Boston and New York, which is going to be absolutely electric in the Bronx. I think Aaron Judge is going to do it.
It's big year, big postseason for him, man. October's all that matters if you're a legendary Yankee, and he so far has not done anything in October.
Let's discuss other guys in sports that need to do it as well. Like Aaron Judge today could start off hot if he can get that narrative change here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Final segment here on a Tuesday on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan.
You follow Foul Territory TV?
I believe so.
It's on MLB Network. And they have this tweet out, which kind of leads into our topic. Aaron Judge still needs to have that moment in the postseason, and he does.
Yeah, which is something that I am a firm believer on, that it happens finally. If it doesn't, then we have a serious issue with Aaron Judge, because
why do you think it happens this year? Finally,
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's been long enough. I think that he's just that damn good at the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this before where guys finally break out of it. And I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen now. And if it doesn't, then it's just never going to happen, in my opinion.
Right.
And, you know, as much flack as that guy caught last year, you know, mishapping a ball in the World Series, going over like 18, not having the power numbers there, and then again having another campaign where he probably will win the MVP this year. It's in New York. If he goes over four, he's going to get heckled worse than Rory McIlroy did in the Bronx.
And
that's just a fact. Like, they will turn on him.
And Rory McIlroy was getting heckled by opposing fans. He will be getting heckled by his own fans.
Right. And so it does beg the question of what major superstars in sports need to have that sort of success in the playoffs. And the names that I kind of came up with on the fly during the break, obviously Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
I think followed by Josh Allen, followed by Lamar Jackson. Justin Herbert's getting in that category, right? Justin Herbert, he's trying to be elite, but he's 0-2 in the playoffs, and he has not been good in the playoffs.
Yeah,
been terrible.
Very bad in the playoffs.
The equivalent of what Aaron Judge has been.
Man.
4 or 5 interceptions, no wins, no big numbers, 0-for-18, no home runs. I also threw in Aaron Rodgers because there's a possibility. Well, they always want to see him get 2.
Right.
Right? And I know that he is a future Hall of Fame quarterback. The accolades, the resume is there, but it will solidify him that much more if he got one more.
Mm-hmm.
And right now he's kind of getting that situation in his division where Baltimore is down bad right now, Cincinnati, whew, and then obviously the Cleveland Browns, and Pittsburgh looks like the belle of the ball in the AFC North. I was wrong about that. I thought it would be a catastrophic failure. Look at me doubting Mike Tomlin once again. And Aaron Rodgers playing well enough in that system. If he has the type of success in the AFC North coming out of New York, being, you know, this guy that, you know, we clown for months, basically an entire year as being just this Richard of the league, he's another one of those guys that, yes, people will always have their opinion of Aaron Rodgers, but if he gets a second one, they'd be like, you know what? He won as many as Peyton. he has now as many as Eli? Because a lot of people will be like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, you were great, but Eli has more Super Bowls than you. You have the same amount of Super Bowls as Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson, those type of guys. You put yourself in a different category. I think there is a little bit of pressure for Aaron Rodgers to get one more because we look at what he did. He kind of took the Tom Brady route. He went to the team that had some talent on the team. They got rid of Pickens. They brought in DK Metcalf. That connection has worked. I believe the two of them have 3 touchdowns on the season in 4 weeks. They have a bye this week, and then the rest of the season will unfold. And then there's also a guy in Kansas City that if this team is going to be a playoff team, he's got to have playoff success, and that's Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, he has to.
Because last year it was a very disappointing playoff series for Bobby Witt Jr. with Baltimore and New York.
No doubt. There's no question. He did not show in the playoffs last year, but he's too young to have that pressure on him. I think by far and away, Aaron Judge has more pressure than any other athlete to win a championship in American professional sports. And I at number two, I think it's probably Josh Allen. I think if Josh loses another AFC championship game, divisional game to Patrick Mahomes, oh my God, the conversation's really going to start about Josh Allen. Can he win the big one? More importantly, can Sean McDermott be the coach to lead him to the big one? And then I do think Lamar is three. I think those are the three. I love the Aaron Rodgers conversation, though, because when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, I'm thinking to myself a couple of different things. Number one, I think the book is already written on Aaron Rodgers. You know, this is the epilogue, right? This is the final chapter of his career. If he's going to win a Super Bowl, it's going to have to be this year, you know, in Pittsburgh. I don't think Aaron Rodgers needs it at all. I think Aaron Rodgers right now is just closing out his career in a better way than it was in New York. And so I think we, the collective people, we all know what we think of Aaron Rodgers. I don't think this season's going to dictate that at all about Aaron Rodgers and what we think. And also, too, you know what I was thinking about Aaron Rodgers? I haven't really heard from Aaron Rodgers this year, and I kind of like that. He's kind of been forgotten a little bit this year. Remember last year, last couple of years? Mm. He's on McAfee all the time. He's in the public eye. He's talking constantly. He's saying ridiculous things. I mean, Aaron Rodgers right now, unless I see him on Sunday, I don't hear from Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? I kind of like that. I kind of like not having him be the litmus test for the league every Wednesday on the Pat McAfee show. I like the fact that he's just going out there and playing football and not getting kind of bogged down with everything. And that's not a national story every single week. And so if he wins his second, I mean, obviously he's in a different category, but I still think Aaron Rodgers goes down as one of the greats. And for me to say that, I mean, I never considered him in that category because I was stupid for most of the time, but the last couple of years have ruined his reputation. But I think this year by him kind of just staying out of the limelight and playing some good football, I think maybe people will be like, yeah, you know what? Aaron Rodgers at the end ultimately wasn't that bad.
Yeah. It'd be like a different conversation. You know, it'd be like, what is one more ring dude to lift you up? He's on that list of very high of like, okay, this next ring will lift him up into a new category, but these other guys, they need to win to even be in a category.
Yeah, like Justin Herbert, I'm not ready to anoint him as one of the greats in the NFL at this point in time. And Bobby's on, I mean, good Lord, he's too young.
Maybe I wasn't clear. I'm saying guys that are superstars that are going to be playoff guys that need to have playoff success, not necessarily that they are superstars. Because the one thing that, like you have said multiple times, is Justin Herbert does it in the regular season. Can he prove it in the postseason?
Yeah.
Not saying that Justin Herbert is a superstar in the league. I think he's building himself up to that. But he's been in the playoffs twice and he's been ass both times.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Witt Jr. is a superstar in baseball, perennial MVP candidate. He played in the playoffs one time. I get it. We'll get more opportunities. But the one time that he was in there, he was not great. Now, obviously, Judge and Allen and Lamar have been there for years and years, and had tons of success and have been to many playoff opportunities and not done it. But I just think that when you are that type of player where there is a lot of attention because there is a lot of talent surrounding you, you have to be. I mean, that's why the best thing that Mahomes ever did was win a Super Bowl, like as early as he did.
Early, yeah.
Not only that, he won another one. If he doesn't win that first one, you know, who knows if he ever wins another one? Who knows if we have the legacy that we have? But he did it, and he knew the path, and he knew the work that you have to do. Other guys get to the playoffs, like, all right, I got to do something more. And then they lose, and they're like, I got to do something even more than I did last time. Like Josh Allen having the lead with 13 seconds left, it wasn't enough.
Right.
And like that, how that dictates his career playoff-wise, as long as he sees 15, kind of like when Lamar sees 15 on the other sideline, it's like, oh, crap, dude, this sucks. I'm 1-6 against this guy. So it's not necessarily just like a playoff thing, but it's also guys that they're playing in the playoffs. Like, I don't know if there's a guy in the NBA that's this way.
I just don't think Herbert and Bobby are even in this category. They haven't been around long enough to say that they've got, like, Judge has failed 1,000 times. Allen's failed 1,000 times. Lamar's failed 1,000 times in the playoffs. Like, those are the guys that have been there 1,000 times. Herbert and Bobby haven't been there enough to say the pressure's on. They need this for their legacy.
But
Allen and Lamar need that success for their legacy.
I think the necessity's higher, but they're on the antenna. They're on that antenna of like, okay, you are this up-and-coming talent. You are maybe the future face of a league or face of a conference or a division, and you have yet to do it. Obviously, it's not. You're in your mid-20s, early 20s. It's fine, but I think Dusty's right. I mean, it's on my antenna.
Herbert or Bobby?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. See,
antenna. Bobby's not there because the team has to be in the playoffs a lot.
I get it.
Right?
It's, you know? No one's worried, but it's just something that you're monitoring for next time kind of thing. I think you asked about the NBA. Dusty, I don't really think
Harden.
Yeah, Harden, but like he's done. Like, yeah. Damian Lillard, like he's done now. Like
you could put Luka in that.
You
category.
Could put Luka there, yeah. But like again, like he'd be in the Bobby and Herbert.
Too early yet.
Yeah,
category.
He's like 25, you know, 24.
We expect good things, 25. But it's too early to put in the I've got a hat. Like Aaron Judge and Josh Allen are probably the only two in American professional sports. You gotta have it, man. Like there's no more leeway for you right
Does
now.
Does Allen need to beat Mahomes more or need to win a Super Bowl more? Like if Allen goes and wins a Super Bowl this year but doesn't beat Mahomes.
I look, you're talking to me. You know how I'll spin that.
Yes, I do. I do, Bob.
Somebody brings up in baseball, Bryce Harper's a name.
Oh, that's a hard one. That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a
really
great one.
Yep.
Yeah, Bryce Harper.
And then someone says Chris Paul might be the guy in the NBA.
Oh, that's a great one.
Well, his brother Cliff is an insurance guy,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, Devin Booker comes in on the text line. It's a good one. Yep.
Yeah.
Unable to get it done.
Yeah, got to see that. What's his face in hockey?
Oh, yeah.
Kane?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. The guy from Edmonton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why am I drawing a blank right now?
Don't look it up. Don't you dare look it up. And don't look at the text line.
Connor McDavid.
Yeah. He's on that list.
Connor McDavid is definitely on that list. Yeah. See, I think the people that are on that list are the people who are there every year that just can't get over that hump.
That's fair.
Whatever that proverbial hump is, why they can't get over that hump, I don't know. But I mean, Allen and Judge, those are the two you look at and you go, if you're not going to do it, are you ever?
Somebody
it's
says
like that meme with the stick.
Yeah, the meme with the stick. That's exactly what I was thinking. Hello.
It's like the vaudeville frog.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, my damn gal. Now do it for her. Come on. Somebody says Denny Hamlin in NASCAR. I don't know enough
about
NASCAR,
but
don't know.
To see that text enough times to know that Denny Hamlin needs to win one, sure.
Durant needs a ring without a super team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's your guy.
Well, what team has won a ring without being a super team and having stars on it? That's how you win, by having good players.
A lot of people ask, where does Mike Trout fit in this? Ooh. He's got to get out of Anaheim.
I mean, he's had one playoff experience in his entire life, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, he's kind of like, he's in that category of, you were there once. I mean,
Jackson County, go vote yes. Jackson County, go vote yes. Go do something also. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. You could change their day, their week, their month, their sales tax. We appreciate the time. Be safe. Be easy. Be groovy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.